Welcome to COTR Tardy Takes, a Patreon-only show that gives quick looks into individual cards. I'm your host, Bard Lee, and with me is Shellen. In each episode, we'll take a look at a single card, and one of us will present a positive aspect about the card, while the other provides a contrarian take. Any aspect of the card is open to discussion, like art, stats, or personal experiences playing the card, so not always going to be top-notch analysis. Today's card is, again, from the Sylvan starter deck, the last one we're going to do for this little chunk. And it's going to be Bow of the Galadrim. I'm presenting the negative aspect. Shellen's presenting the positive aspect. The randomizer says that I'm going to go first, but Shellen is going to read the card before I go here.
Okay, so the Bow of the Galadrim is a one-cost tactics attachment. It is an item. It is a weapon. And it says, attached to a Sylvan character with the ranged keyword. Restricted. Attached character gets plus one attack. Plus two attack instead if attacking an enemy not engaged with you. All right, so what's so bad about this card there, Bardley?
So thanks to some poor thinking ahead, I'm going to almost make the same argument I made in the last episode. I really botched this one. I should have stuck with my original argument for tree people, because my argument for the negative of this card, we're talking about Haldir again. I swear to God, Chad is not paying me on the side here to just talk about Haldir over and over again. Because my negative is that the hero it's most useful on is not in this sphere, because I think this is best on Haldir, and he's in the lower sphere. This is a tactics card, meaning you have to run, like, Legolas or some other, usually him, but some, because he's also got Sylvan trait, or some other tactics hero, or some crazy deck where you're playing Reforged to get this card, and it's like, man, I just wish this was a lore card, because it's so good on Haldir, because it synergizes so well. The, you know, not engage with you, parentheses, bonus boost, whatever you want to call it, Haldir's ability attacking, not engage enemies. It's like, I just wish this was a lore card. I know why it's a tactics card, because, like, basically every weapon in the game is a tactics card, feels like, you know, that's a little overstating it, but that's certainly how it feels at times. Just bad beat for the players that this has got to be a tactics card, and you want to play it on Haldir. So, yeah, go ahead, Shellen, beat me over the brains why this card's good.
Well, it is kind of interesting. I understand that they didn't want a lot of sphere bleed into weapons, but we did get some kind of weirder ones throughout the game that were, maybe more expensive than a tactics version would have been, but belonged on other characters, like Legolas' spirit version that came in the Sands of Harad Deluxe, came with his Mirkwood Long Knives that kind of worked perfectly for him and were in the spirit sphere. So I wonder if Haldir had come out later in the life cycle of the game, if he would have got some sort of lore boosting item in his same pack that, you know, maybe wasn't as efficient or as good, but it is tough that you have to run off sphere to make him useful. But yeah, with all that said, it is really good. And I love that it's attached to a character. Rivendell Blade and this are almost the same card in most use cases. You know, there are some situations where the blade might be a lot better if you have multiple attacks against the same enemy. But essentially, it still does give you two effective attack and can attach to any of your Sylvans. So sure, Haldir's the best option, but it's great on core Legolas for him to be able to deal some more damage with ranged attacks to place progress. It's amazing on ally Legolas to make sure he's helping attack across the table. And it's great just in a general Sylvan deck, if you have tactics, to just boost some of your guys after you've got your bow on Legolas. You know, it goes on Greenwood Archers. It goes on the Galadon Archers. It goes on the Sylvan Marksman easily. You know, it's, you're never going to have it be a dead card in your hand because it can attach to a character and not just a hero. You're always going to be able to find that other Sylvan ally that you have that has range, because there are enough of them that you can get this bonus attack out of it. And that's my favorite part, is just that it, even when your hero's totally set up, it's still a good card to draw because it's going to help you and help the table.
Yeah, I like that it works on, I think, one of the only useful solo cards with ranged on it, which is Rumail, the one where he does damage. He can do direct damage equal to the amount of ranged characters you control, and this can go on him. It's great, and there's not a whole lot of solo uses for range, and that's a pretty good one because it's like pretty easy to have 4 or 5 ranged allies in play with Sylph, and it's like boom, just absolutely wiped out some big enemy. So, and then after he's because he's 4 costs, so I don't really want to bring him back into my hand very often. Just put this on him, and now he's got 3 attack. So, very nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, people can decide if Shellen made the better argument or if I did this time. This is the last one we're going to do this time for this group of Sylvan starters. And we'll see you on the next episode with a different pack.